This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Worries for many with school loans now that the Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's student debt relief program. But CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports the battle isn't over.
I am disappointed to say
outside the Supreme Court, there was anger and frustration at the White House, too.
I believe the court's decision to strike down my student debt relief program was a mistake, was wrong.
In a 6-3 decision, the court struck down President Biden's executive order that canceled or reduced some $400 billion in student loan debt, but the president says he has another plan to fulfill a campaign promise.
This new path is legally sound. It's going to take longer.
Some 40 million Americans would have qualified for up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness.
In France, rioting continues over the fatal police shooting of a teen of North African descent. CBS's Elaine Cobb tells us the rhetoric is getting worse.
The policeman who fired the fatal shot that killed 17-year-old Niall has been placed under formal investigation for murder. He has apologized to the family, but a statement released yesterday by two police unions, which called the protesters savage hordes and vermin, has compounded the perception that French police are racist.
United Airlines is among carriers whose passengers have had a horrific travel week. Plus, the CEO is apologizing now for chartering a private jet as its customers languished in crowded airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
Weather just, almost completely incapacitating their New York hub at Newark Airport. Their hubs in Denver and Chicago also saw significant delays. And when you start just taking out two or three major hubs, very hard to operate. So they sort of were in the wrong place at the wrong time, more so than the other airlines.
In Southern California, workers at 60 hotels could hit the picket lines after their contracts expire at midnight amid months of failed talks over higher pay, better benefits, and working conditions. This during a huge convention in L.A. and the 4th of July holiday.
During the pandemic, we were called essential workers. Now there's no pandemic. Employers think we are not essential anymore, and they think they can run without us, but we all know that's not true.
The U.S. Coast Guard is apologizing for mishandling sexual assaults and harassment at its Connecticut Academy. It also admits not telling the public about a 6-year internal probe into dozens of cases from 1988 to 2006. Two senators said Friday that the committee overseeing the Coast Guard wasn't informed of the probe until recently. The investigation found some 62 incidents of rape, sexual assault, and harassment at the academy and says some victims were further traumatized. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Small towns in Wisconsin stand to benefit from a $1 billion federal investment in high-speed internet announced this week. Mike Moan reports.
The funding comes from the multi-year federal infrastructure law that was adopted in late 2021. Federal officials say more than 8 million households and small businesses in the U.S. are in areas where there's no high-speed internet infrastructure. In Wisconsin's Jefferson County, Deb Reinbold leads Thrive Economic Development and says it's welcome news for smaller towns.
It's a huge opportunity for the state. In today's interconnected world, broadband's not just a luxury, it's a lifeline, and especially for rural communities.
Reinbold says her area has seen progress thanks to separate grants in recent months, but she adds there are still some areas that need service, and there's hope the new funding will close remaining gaps. According to a statewide task force report, nearly 7% of Wisconsinites lack access to the SEC standard for download speed, and most of those residents are in rural areas. Reinbold, also a board member with the Wisconsin Rural Partners Group, says beyond helping rural residents and small businesses, the extra funding allows health providers in these communities to easily connect with patients.
Telehealth is also something that, you know, we're seeing such a significant investment in from our area medical clinics and hospitals. Honestly, the impact is very widespread.
Wisconsin's Public Service Commission will be in charge of distributing the grants. In a statement, it says it will ensure the funding goes to where it's needed as quickly as it can while maintaining transparency and being stewards of taxpayer dollars. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, because me and Earl is back on Monday morning on your drive. Earl?
So that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
That's an opening.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, my man. Gilbert Brown's back in the house. Gilbert, man, it's good to see you.
Hey, man, it's good to be seen. We had a big storm come through last night and took out my power and took out my internet. But they can't hold a Gravedigger down, baby. We're going to find a way to get on the show.
You know, man, as the old saying, it's good to be seen and not viewed, you know.
That happens with you a lot, Earl. You know, if you was cute, but you got face for radio, which don't need to be seen.
Man. Hey, man, listen, man. Listen, I was just listening to this cat, man. Sometimes I think maybe you picked the wrong sport.
What are you talking about, Earl?
Giannis has a $250 million contract.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Oh,
hey,
my man. God.
You cats pound each other around, beat each other up, playing all that cold weather. And the basketball players make the
That's the thing I'm talking about, Earl. It's been a battle from middle school, high school, college, and pro. Basketball versus football. And sometimes basketball always wins out. If it's with the girls, the big old tall dudes win out. If it's not with the money, the big old tall dudes win out. I mean, look at your boy on what's your boy name to be on TV? Jalen Rose.
Yeah. Good dude.
He got more dye on his face and head than than the people at the Ink Factory.
Hey, he's got more hair dye than you.
Watch out, man. Watch out.
And that's a whole lot.
Watch out. I can talk about my Michigan brother. You can't.
Man, but I tell you, that is one good brother.
Oh, man, he's salt of the earth, man. I see him, he be moving and shaking, man, making things happen, not just for himself, but for other people.
I take my hat off to him, man.
I mean, you go back and you look at that Fab Five they used to have.
Oh, yeah.
Dominate. Remember they used to dominate Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Dominate. Yeah. Them shorts, they started the long shorts movement.
You
got out of them got out of them shorts, them shorts where you're looking at. If you dunk, something gonna fall out.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the kind of shorts I used to wear.
I could tell, Earl. I could see you walking around somebody's barbecue and sit down and something fall out.
Hey, man, this is a family show, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, on a serious note, man, I read a really, man, touching article about a young man that you've been in his life and his family's life. Man, this is under the helmet with the gravedigger, man. I don't want you to blow your own horn. Let me toot it. Let me blow your horn for you, man. Because this story, man, I shed a tear, man, after reading that story last week or week before last, I think it was. And I hated that I had a cold, because it was the one thing I wanted to talk about with you and make sure that the audience was aware of. And there's this young man now who was born with missing one arm. And what was his other? Was it the, can't remember. I don't know if it's the other arm was short or something else, man.
I can't never explain it right because it's hard to, I don't know. He really doesn't have any arms, to tell you the truth. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. You know, some people get to the point where they call it like a flipper arm or something. I don't like doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to say he has a disability that he make work.
Well, he clearly has made things work. You've been involved with him and his family since the age of what?
I think I've been around him since he was 6 months.
6 months. He's now 17 years old.
Yes, sir.
And Gilbert, we hear people, all of us, you know, people have maladies, man. People are born with different challenges in life. And we hear people who, you know, got two arms, two legs, you know, and are healthy. And they complain all the time. I ain't got enough money. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. You run a foundation, man, that is earmarked to working with people who struggle and all those kinds of things. Does it ever bother you sometimes when healthy people complain all the time about this and about that, and then you know all these people who struggle through life and succeed?
It's tough, Earl. I mean, we bitch about everyday processing, everyday doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this cat, man, he's like one of my heroes, man. His attitude, his determination, I put him above some of the top football players I know.
With his mental toughness,
his everything, just because he's at a disability in life.
Right. Physical disability.
And it can't be fixed.
Right.
And he's still doing what he got to do, man. This cat, man, I tell you, he's learning how to drive with his disability. He's played football with his disability.
Yeah, he's a kicker.
He did track. He did all. He wanted to be a normal cat, but he can't. He has to have a surgery every so many months or years in between for this rod in his back that has to be, as he grows, has to be extended.
Right.
Tell me about somebody that's bitching about him. I ain't got no money. You tell me about somebody that's bitching about this, that, or the other with two arms and two legs. This kid, man, is my hero. I ain't his hero. He's my hero. He's my determination of getting up in the morning doing what I do, because I must tell myself, what would Caden do? Would he sit around and cry about this situation? Would he get off his ass and get something done? That's what I'm talking about.
You know, Gilbert, when I saw the photo of your foundation and others who came together to purchase a vehicle for this young man. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about he wants to be independent, right? The vehicle will make him totally independent. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. The thing that happened about it was, you know, he got another brother, another sister and everything. Everybody doing what they got to do. But, you know, regular family in Wisconsin, they ain't got no money by this kid, no car.
Right.
So when I heard this cat was walking to work, I said, oh no, not my homeboy. I got off my ass and did something for my homeboy so he ain't got to walk to work. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He already doing what he got to do. I need the help. And that's what we did over at the Gilbert Brown Foundation. Period.
You know, Gilbert, clearly you wouldn't have come on and talked about the story.
I wasn't. You had me tied up, hog tied, and told me we gonna do something. So,
well, man, I've been thinking about the story since I read about it, and the fact, and he's not just
you know the things, Earl. You know the things I do. I ain't looking for no money. I ain't looking for no recognition. I ain't looking for nothing. You know what I want? Just that smile. That's all I need.
You know, man, that young man, not only that young man does things for other people, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, we was giving away bikes for disabled children. This kid got off his tail and helped me give away some bikes. Spent time his Saturdays, his Fridays, helping me give other kids with disability bikes. And I ain't even ask him.
Right.
He come to me and said, can I help? I said, boy, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, man.
I love that kid, man.
It is a really interesting story. And I don't know where they can find that story, Gilbert. What's the guy who does the writing for Robin? You? That's yeah. Robin? They can go to him.
Yeah, it's, Robin.
Robin what?
Yeah. Robin, I think it's Wisconsin Heroics. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, Wisconsin Heroic. Yeah. But if you want an encouraging story, if you're down and you think all the chips are stacked against you and it's difficult for you to get up in the morning, you need to read this story.
How about after the break, Earl, we'll find out what Robin writes all this stuff so everybody can start reading it. Just because, you know, I can go through life without anybody telling me anything, man. So I appreciate it. I appreciate Robin. I appreciate Robin doing what he does, man. I love that cat because that cat puts it down for us.
It's a great story. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And my voice is back on the
They're
early.
Great, too.
So we'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh yeah. Make it right. Up to Hev D, y'all, in the house. Once again, make you comfortable. Big love for both.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger, none other than Gilbert Brown is on the line, man. So Gilbert, before we went to break, man, you know, we had talked about this heart-wrenching story about a young man whose life you've been engaged in with his family since he was 6 months old. This young man is born with what they call a flipper, and because one of his arms, there is no arm, and the other one is not even a forearm. And this young man has been doing and dedicating his life to serving and helping other people. And so you, Gilbert, this young man now is 17 years old. He's not a boy anymore. And he works. And you noticed the young man didn't have – He told you he walked to work, and you made your contacts and was able to help purchase a vehicle for this young man to get back and forth to work. And the story was written by a young man that you want to tell us about, another young man.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, my foundation, my mission statement, is to help children, you know? It can be from cancer, it can be from depression, it can be from bullying, it can be from disabilities, it can be from a lot of different things that my foundation does. And at the end of the day, what's so great about my teammates is if I pick up the phone and ask them to come help, they come running.
Right.
It's to the point where it's a... for us, some people might say, oh, man, you know, we got some work to do. But then again, we missed that camaraderie in the locker room.
Right.
And this is why the guys are coming, is because we miss each other. And in order for us to see each other, we're doing good for someone else. That's what a Green Bay Packer is all about.
You know, man, you talked about that camaraderie. That will stay with you guys for the rest of your lives, right? Because, you know, Willie Davis and them, even to the end of his life, whenever the Packers had a game, a big game in Green Bay, all them cats, if they could barely walk, they made it there, man. And I don't care how many times over those years them cats got back together. Time and time and time. And so is it just like yesterday when you get together?
You know what, man? I love seeing Jerry Kramer turn the corner and see Dave Robinson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like, oh, no matter what they've been through or what happened to them or whatever, you can feel the love between those two.
You mean even to this day?
Even to this day.
You know, Gilbert, part of it has to be, because I watch those guys, and those guys are two of a few that are left, right? Their circle gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, every year, man. Every year, man. Bart Starr was a great individual to be able to know.
Right.
And meet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Humble.
And he was an integral part of the Green Bay Packers and that tradition that was pushed down through the years. He started it as a player.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Losing him and then seeing these guys when they do get together, Boyd, Dollar, all these guys, you know, even Lynn Dickey and then his crew through the year.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's kind of like I sit around and I'll go back and forth with Lynn Dickey because we got a connection. Lynn Dickey went to Kansas State. I went to Kansas. So we can be going back and forth about the college rivalry. It's that love, that connection that an old guy and a younger guy get, but it's all still in that locker room of the Green Bay Packers, matter what age you are.
Well, you know what, Gilbert? You and your generation pretty soon are going to be the elders as these cats start to fade away. That's the way the life cycle is. And so all those years that you guys were, you know, seeing Bart then, man, Willie Davis and all them cats, these younger cats going to be seeing y'all. And y'all
you know what's hard about that? You know what's hard about that, Earl, is that over the years, you lose some people.
Right.
And off that team, I believe we lost three. Fritz Schirmer, Reggie White, and Wayne Simmons. Three integral parts of us winning that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the suck part about it.
Well, you know though, Gilbert, imagine. People just try to imagine the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers won the first two Super Bowls. And that group and all of them, there's only a handful.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. There's anger over the Supreme Court ruling nixing President Biden's student debt relief program. He says he'll fight back, but CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says,
of course, the president tried to work with Congress initially. It didn't happen. He could try and go back to Congress, and he's not likely to be any luckier next time, but it is an option.
Demonstrators rioting over what they call racism and police brutality in France after the fatal police shooting of a teen. President Macron through an interpreter.
And I firmly condemn, we all do, this pure and unjustifiable violence that has no legitimacy.
That travel nightmare at the nation's airports is easing up a little, though weather concerns are still looming in parts of the nation, but these flyers are psyched.
We're here.
Ready to get home. I have a new grandson, so I'm trying to get back to him. He was born while we were gone.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to help with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. So, Gilbert, the Packers are playing the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, man, my memories as a young boy and first getting turned on to football as a young boy. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Man, family together, you know, my entire family together, cousins, everybody. Mother, you know, cooking that big meal. I didn't realize just how hard she was working until I started trying to do something like that. And and getting everybody together around noon. That games used to be around 2 o'clock then. And knowing that the Green Bay Packers with Bart Starr and Willie Wood and Herb Battley and Paul Horning and Jim Taylor and Bob Skoronski and Jerry Kramer and Ray Nitschke and man and what was the cat's name? Tight end
Max.
No, Max McGee was wide receiver. Tight end. I forgot his name, man. But on and on and on. And man, as a young man, watching those games is my first love of football on Thanksgiving. And it used to be every year, it was the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. The greatest day of the year to watch football was the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. They're bringing that back.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. First of all, how could you tell which team was which when y'all was watching it black and white?
That's what made it, man. That's what made it, man.
Because that's not if it's like what you say it is, you just coming off of leather helmets and stuff. So it was just like, how can you tell which team is which when you don't know the color of the team? Because your TV was black and white.
Well, because one team had a lion on the side of the helmet, the other team had a G on it. So that's how you could tell the difference. But what it was, Gilbert, was tradition.
Yes.
Football is about tradition. Is it or is it not? When you talk about pro football.
And tradition is the not long is the Detroit Lions playing on Thanksgiving. Love them or hate them. They had to play on Thanksgiving because they were the Thanksgiving team. Them, and then, you know, Dallas.
And Dallas.
In somewhere
and later on, Dallas.
Because
right.
they had to be America's team, which is crap. But, of course, you know, Dallas is Dallas and Detroit Lions and Detroit Lions. But as far as tradition, two of the most story franchises in the NFL have most of all of the tradition. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of those teams have the biggest fan base, one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL.
Both kind of smaller towns.
There you go.
You know, Kansas City,
One known for barbecue, one known for cheese.
Man, Kansas City, Lynn Dawson, Willie Lanier.
Oh, my God.
I love the Chiefs because the Chiefs were the first team that had white shoes, man. Everybody else.
Wasn't your boy with the Chiefs, Fred Williamson.
Fred the Hammer Williamson. The first one who wore white shoes, man. And in the first Super Bowl.
I used to love to see him and Jim Brown and them black exploitation movies.
I was watching one.
That was clean brothers then. Had the afro type. They were smacking around people.
I was watching one the other night, man. But anyway,
which one?
Let's get to this, man. It's what? This is June, the end of June. You're getting ready in a month. Camp starts.
Gilbert,
what are you feeling? What are the players feeling at this time? They've had the rookie camp. Now everybody is, you know, left alone, and now you're really working out. If you're looking to make the team, you're working every second of every day, right? I mean, you can't do nothing but think about the game right now.
Just about her. I mean, I used to be guilty of telling myself I'll wake up today. Let's say that on today and say, man, I better get up and start working out, man, you know. And then the day get away from you. And then the next day, oh, man, I better get up and start working out. So by the time camp come around, you'd be like, man, I should have worked.
But it's dedication. Yeah, but you already had a name for yourself. I'm talking about these young guys trying to make it, man. That's all. Lock themselves up, right?
I mean, being a rookie, being a unrestricted rookie, being a guy that's just trying to get on a team, undrafted guy.
Right.
You best to be in the lab doing what you're supposed to do. You got to, man, just because you don't know what's expected of you. You don't know if you're going to make this team or not. So you got to put it down before you put it down.
So it's got to be hard for a guy, Gilbert, because once they make it to Lambeau Field or any of the other pro teams and somebody called them and said, we want you to come and try out. These are all guys who've been stars wherever they've been.
Yeah.
Right? They never had to worry about if I'm going to make it. They were the star wherever they were. I mean, is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this. That first preseason game, but as a Green Bay Packer, which no other team can say this because everybody else sucks. As a Green Bay Packer, your first game is family night.
Right, right.
Because in Green Bay Packer world, it's standing room only on family night.
Yeah, but Gilbert.
That's just a scrimmage for anybody else. So, but that's a full-fledged game for us.
But during your time, they hit on family night, right?
Oh, it's a scrimmage. Yeah.
They're not really hitting now.
I don't know about now. I don't even want to watch it now. But I know. Back when we played, it was a controlled ass whooping going on.
How can you control a whooping?
Because now, everybody out there, your girlfriend that finally came up and seen you after, and now you get to be whooping somebody's tail in front of everybody that you love. And everybody that's watching you and the media is critiquing you. So you got to go out there and put it down, man. You can't go out there and say, oh, this is just another practice. No.
Let me ask you. So the coaches kind of know. They've been watching guys.
Yeah.
They kind of know who's got the skill sets. And now almost. They want to see, huh?
Almost, Earl. Almost. Okay. Because when the lights come on, when there's people in the stands, you get a different player from where you see that guy just going out, going through the motions in practice. You see what I'm saying? So now they go, that's why they do what they do, because now they want to see what you do when the lights come on, before the real lights come on. You see what I'm saying?
So now, because you've been out there, so we're trying to get the fans and the people listening to try to comprehend what that means when the light comes on. So when you're on the practice field and they're timing you and you running hard and you think you're giving it your level best and everything you got, it's levels to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There's a switch that you got to turn on, Earl.
Does everybody have a switch?
No, they don't. That's why they get cut. You got to understand, Earl, when you're out and you're running a route. Let's say you're running a route, but you run a 4.5 or 4.6. But when game time come on,
it better be 4.4.
You running a 4.3 or 4.4. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to show that, or you're gonna get cut. You got to be able to be a man and take that double team on. If you don't take that double team on, you're gonna get cut.
Well, a double team is a whooping.
What I just say, a controlled ass whooping. Hey, man. Now, when it comes on Sunday, when it comes up on Sunday, it's an unleashed ass whooping.
Did you ever take one?
A what?
A whooping.
An ass whooping?
Yeah.
No, I give them. I don't take them.
Even in a double team?
I give them. I don't take them. I was a grown-ass man amongst boys out there, Earl. Mama Brown ain't make no pump.
You know, man, I just wonder, man, you know, when these guys, they're working hard, man, they're putting it all. And even back then, you guys had 6 preseason games, Gilbert.
Oh, it was a lot of preseason games.
Yeah, you had 6 preseason games.
Earl, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. We had St. Norbert's.
Right.
The college. In the hallway. When it's so quiet and you can hear somebody walking down the hallway in your dorm room.
Right.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door. You hear that, man. You can hear them knock on the other guy's door and say, hey, man, when you get up this morning, grab your playbook. The coach want to see you. Dog. And that Grim Reaper for us was Reggie McKenzie. He would come knock on your door and tell you, hey, man, the Grim Reaper want to see you. Oh my God. Oh my God. He one time they knocked on my door. I said, oh Lord.
That's
he opened the door. I said, hey man, what you want, man? What you want? Hey man, don't get your stuff today. We need to see your stuff today. Okay.
Let me ask you, man. It's gotta be heartbreaking. You know, when you leave it all out there. You know, like I said, they used to have 6 preseason games. So everybody would get a real chance in 3 preseason games. Everybody really can't get a fair shot, right?
It's up to you, Earl. You've been taught from day one. Every time you put your hand in the dirt is your opportunity to shine. So it's on you. You can't get mad at them if you're not doing your job, hey, Gilbert, and taking hold of your responsibility.
I know, but you guys see it that way. Is it that they're not doing what they should do? Or is it just that they're not getting enough time to get to show what they can do?
Earl, if they tell you, you only got 4 plays to make us love you, you better take those 4 plays and do something.
You can show them in 4 plays?
I can show them in 2.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. Got to go to a break.
I'm a bad man.
I know, man, but what about the other guys? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, so the Grim Reaper knocks on the door. And guys that you've become friends with, guys you've been pulling for, guys who, you know, let's say defensive tackles and the guys you connected with, defensive linemen, and you kind of build a fraternity, right? These young guys, you've been around, they're watching you, they're learning, and you're pulling for them. And how's that feel, man? When the guy don't make it.
It's one of those days where you come in the locker room and their locker's cleaned out because you didn't know.
Right.
You didn't know. They didn't know. I mean, I ain't gonna say his name. I had one cat that we was thick as thieves together, man. My first couple years in Green Bay. And he had a swim move that could not be unmatched. He would beat you off the line, and some of the offensive linemen were still in their stain.
So he'd get under him.
That all was good until one day we went in and we had to do a test. So me and him was together the whole summer working out, doing what we had, because I used to stay in Green Bay. I ain't go home.
Right.
So we get in there and we have a bench test. The defensive lineman got to do a bench test. So we, you know, some guys warming up, whatever. Reggie would get under there. They put 315. Our bench test was 315, not 225, 315. Reggie would get under there, pop out about, I don't know, 20, 25.
Yeah, he was a strong
man. I get under there. I'm getting about 18, 19. My homeboy that I love to death, he gets under there. They take it off the, you know, you got a spotter. They take it off the rack.
Right.
It goes straight to his chest. It goes straight to his chest and don't move. Oh, come on. They put it back on the rack for him. That end of the day, I ain't see him no more.
Was he a veteran?
Over a bench test.
Was he a veteran?
No, he wasn't a veteran. Oh, he was okay. A young guy.
Yeah.
He was gone. I ain't never seen him again.
You know, man, you know, Gilbert, as we ramp up towards the season, I can't wait, man, till we get a chance to talk about what happens after the games and all those kind of things, because in the twinkling of an eye, it'll be here, right? The games and all that stuff going to be here.
You know what, Earl? There is no other team that you can get your confidence up. You got to get your mind right to open up with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man. Man.
There are no other team that you get. They the get right team. We need to get right. So let's pick the Chicago Bears to get right.
Look, man, opening game, the Packers and the Bears.
Hey, guess what? In a couple of weeks, I think in July, I got to go do a softball game. Me. A softball game. Well, guess who? Mike Singletary of the Chicago Bears.
Here was a guy who was undersized. Mike Singletary wasn't a big man, was he?
Mike Singletary, he goes into that realm of wow. I mean, you look at a middle linebacker like that, and you think of, well, when did Ray Lewis and all them boys get that tenacity, that fire?
Yeah,
that,
but Ray Lewis was a big man. Mike Singletary was kind of a short guy. Gilbert, I don't think he weighed more than 225.
Don't get it twisted though. Them little guys, look at Sam Mills.
Oh yeah.
Sam Mills was a monster at 5'9", 5'8". Tell me a little guy, they get caught up and all this 6'5", 6'. Don't tell me you can never measure a man's heart. Never.
Gilbert, you know, they probably couldn't play today.
I beg to differ, man. I beg to differ.
Look the lineman, Gilbert, 320.
I know some dudes that's 5'5" and knock your teeth out.
I know, man. But I'm not a
knock
pro football
your teeth
player.
Out.
But I'm not a pro
no,
football player.
No, we ain't
talking
about you, Earl. You 5'2" and you 5'2" and gray hair. You ain't knocking nothing out but a sandwich.
You know, you know, man. You know, if they look today at the stats, the physical stats of that same man you talking about, great Hall of Fame player, Mike Singletary, because I saw him play all in his career, they would say too small.
They would, but you got to give him, by his play, you got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do. And he going to show you. Remember I told you about them four plays?
Right.
Singletary will show you in 2-2. He'll show it to you. Just give him a lead. If anybody know what a lead is where the quarterback drops back, the fullback is coming through the hole with the tailback coming right behind. a great linebacker is gonna stone that fullback in the hole so that running back will run right up his back and go nowhere.
Oh, okay.
That's a Mike Singletary staple play.
So Gilbert, right now the Packers, number 74, he's an offensive tackle. He's a left tackle, I think, or a right tackle for the Packers. Just signed that big
right
contract.
Tackle. Right tackle.
Big guy,
yeah.
Big boy.
Yeah.
He coming through that hole, and Singletary weighs 230. Singletary got his hands full.
Oh, he got his hands full, but guess what? Big boy going to have his hands full, too. Because if Singletary get up under that chin, it's old. It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage, and that boy had leverage, man. And he had the heart to play. And I'm talking about a Chicago Bear, too. I'm about to throw up.
Hey Gilbert, man, we at the end.
Nitschke had it, too, now.
Hey, Gilbert, we're at the end.
Look at this, man. Time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, it does, man. It's always good to see you. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll be in touch. Hey, I got to talk to you about what we talked about earlier, so I'm going to reach out to you later on this afternoon.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Calvin, I'll let you.
That's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Big Sandy?
Yes, Sandy is here. We'll be back.
When it comes comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.